Welcome to Healing Health Radio with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log in to our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and I hope wherever you are, you're having a beautiful one. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, it is very bright, very sunny, a little on the chilly side, but hey, it's always good. This is Dr. Eileen, and we're here with Healing House Radio. I want to welcome everyone, and for our friends down in the LA area, if you'd like to call in, the number is 424-258-9337. And for those of you pretty much everywhere else, including here in the Bay Area, you can call toll-free 877-697-9725. If you happen to be at a computer, you can also log into our chat room, and the ever-evervescent Kina, my producer, will entertain and amaze you, and then after we finish up the show, then I'll be logging into the chat room. So today's episode is focused on postural empowerment. And what I mean by postural empowerment is that how we stand, how we hold ourselves can have a heck of a lot to do with how we feel. And the reverse is also true. So when we talk about posture, basically what we mean is how your body in its, you know, natural infinite wisdom chooses to position itself in space. That could be as you're standing, as you're sitting, and, you know, even as you're lying down. Because no matter what position we're in, our body is going to sort of rotate us and move and adjust and adapt and basically line us up in the way that it believes to be the optimal way. Now, believing absolutely in the body's infinite, innate wisdom, sometimes things can go awry. When we create certain postural habits, what the body will do is, after a certain amount of time, it will decide that that is the correct posture, whether or not it's the optimal posture. And what can happen is we develop certain postural habits that continue on and continue on, and the more we utilize them, the more difficult it is to have full function and to be able to pull ourselves, maybe pulling ourselves up straight. One of the big postural issues that is happening right now, especially among our young people, is the fact that they are carrying backpacks that are way too big. So the problem is that, you know, the shoulders are hunched forward. Well, when the shoulders hunch forward and the upper back curves down, the body wants to keep the eyes at horizon and as equal as possible. So with the shoulders hunched forward, in order to keep the eyes level and at horizon, the neck cranes forward. And in fact, in many cases, you can see, if you look at a lot of young people and look at them from the side, the shoulder, the top part of the shoulder should line up with the ear. And in many cases with these kids who are in these hunched over attitudes and postures, and they have their faces craned forward, you see the ear is well ahead of the shoulder. And by the way, that is also one of the postural habits formed when playing video games, because a lot of times they're leaned forward, they're, you know, they've got the controller, and they've got their faces craned forward. So habits like these, while, you know, it's not going to do anything serious, but over time, what can happen is muscles will either shrink or stretch out based on that position, which is which means when you try to go into the correct position, it makes it really, really hard, because then the body is now doing something that it believes works against optimal positioning. One thing that I do with my patients often is, and I'm going to try to describe this as best I can so you guys can try it, is, you know, either sitting or standing forward, take your shoulders and bring them forward, just your shoulders, not anything else. Bring them forward as far as you can. Then, from that forward position, move them up as high as you can. Then, from that up position, take them back as far as you can, and then from there, go straight down. Now, it's sort of like a big circle that you're moving, and you're going forward, up, back, and down. And when you reach that down position, that is where your body should be aligned. That is where your shoulders should be. And in most cases, and with most folks, when they go into this position, the first thing they tell me is, wow, this is really uncomfortable. This really does not feel natural. It's like, well, no, it does not feel natural because you've been walking around with your shoulders forward. And body posture can really tell, you know, a lot about what's going on inside that person. Now, it does not define who you are, but what it does define is the impression that people are gathering. You know, let's say you're somebody who consistently is in that, you know, shoulder forward, up, back, down position. And, you know, this is a person, you know, their chest is out, their head is up. You know, what does that tell you about them? That, you know, they're very alert. It tells you that they can take a deep breath. It tells you, it really gives a presence of confidence. When somebody is walking like that, it implies strength. Now, if you look at someone whose shoulders are rolled forward, their upper back is curved, you know, when they walk, they're staring at the ground. My mother used to say that if she saw me walking and, you know, I was looking at the ground, she'd just say, excuse me, did you lose something? And I'd say, no. She said, then why are you looking down as if you're looking for something? You're not going to find it down there. So having yourself in that curled up position, one thing that it does, and, you know, whoever out there who wants to try this, you know, kind of curl your shoulders forward, you know, curve your upper back down. Now try to take a deep breath. You try and you can't. Because what you're doing is you're compressing the body's ability for the diaphragm, which is the large muscle that goes right up under the lungs. And when that drops, what it does is it allows the lungs to inflate. Now, if that area is compressed, you cannot take a deep breath. And the breath that you take is just going to be in the upper part of the lungs. When you bring yourself in that full tall position, try taking a deep breath doing that, and you'll notice a huge difference. The ability to get oxygen in, have it circulate through the body, that is really, really important. And it should be something that we really practice a lot. Often there'll be meditations that involve deep breaths. And as you breathe deeply, it brings clarity. It allows you to take a moment out of a situation, even if it's a stressful situation. If you take a few moments to take a few deep breaths, let it come in, let it go out, and then just be in that space with it, just like you can almost feel everything calming down. Now, the person in the upright, tall, confident position, they may not feel confident. They may not feel empowered. But that's the impression that they're going to give. That's the energy that it creates. And, yeah, there's an old saying that says, fake it till you make it. And in some ways, you know, that's very true. Because while we always want to be authentic, we always want to have that higher potential possible. When you're curled up, when, you know, you are not able to take that deep breath, when your whole being is just, it's almost as if you're caving your own chest in by bringing the shoulders forward and down instead of forward and up. What you're doing, and in many cases, people will compress in that way because it feels safe, because it's like they're trying to protect their heart. And I just got a message from producer Kina. She says, Mommy said, carry yourself like a queen, and that way people, and that's the way that people will treat you. Oh, very cool, Kina. And in some ways, that is true. People will respond to people in different ways. Now, one of the things that is said that when you're walking out, say, you know, maybe in an area that you don't feel real, real safe in, one of the best ways to discourage anyone from interfering with you is to walk in an upright posture, because what that does is that removes you from being a victim. People will automatically assume that you're more likely to be a victim if you're walking in that, you know, really protective, you know, trying to be as small as humanly possible type of posture, as opposed to just walking straight forward, having your head high, and moving like you have a purpose. So as we look at the energetic aspects of different types of postures, now sometimes our postures are dictated by discomfort. When you have a, you know, low back pain, you know, your posture is going to be either, you know, kind of leaning forward, because sometimes it feels a little better to have, you know, the curve kind of moving forward to round out the back, the low back, or sometimes it feels better just to hold yourself as stiff as possible, which makes it really tough to walk in a natural way. Sometimes it helps to extend the back a little bit. So whatever it is that is working for you as far as relieving discomfort that's leading to the postural issues, then I strongly recommend that go find yourself a chiropractor or somebody who does acupuncture or acupressure, or just speak to somebody about that, because when you can take out those things that are interfering with your body's ability to hold itself in a nice, upright, neutral position, then you can move yourself into a place where you're feeling a lot better about yourself. You're feeling a lot better about things. A friend was telling me about some research on when people are going through a difficult time. Let's say you're talking to somebody who is really kind of, you know, going through a very difficult thing. And a lot of times, because I know I do it, when I'm feeling really scared, when I'm feeling in a really stressful situation, I do that curling up thing. And sometimes if you're talking to somebody who's in that state, just gently telling them, you know, okay, why don't you sit up, pull yourself upright, you know, breathe, take a deep breath. And helping them to shift the physical position, shifting the physical position can shift the energy, it can shift the emotion, it can shift the stress where, okay, if I'm coming up a little bit, I can feel a little bit more confident, I can feel a little bit more safe. I mean, because often when we curl up, you know, we believe that that's safety, that's, you know, going into the fetal position and just, you know, holding on, or sometimes people will just, you know, hold themselves and just rock, because it's that hug that we're looking for, that sense of security. But it's, again, it's bringing everything in. It's closing everything off. It's creating that wall. That type of safety is an illusion. And when I think of the word safe, I think of the state after finding equilibrium. When we can find balance, when we can, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually reach that place where it kind of levels off, that's when we can feel safe. When we are not in a balanced way, when we are not holding ourselves, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, you know, in a place that is letting us really feel the energy move within us, really feel that ability to take a deep breath. When we can't get into that, that means that something needs to change. I was told a long time ago that pain is just a sign that something needs to change. Now, when we talk about things that we can do to help ourselves feel physically better, help to shift our perception, that one, you know, with the shoulders forward, up, back, and down can really help that. If you're in a job that you're, especially if you're spending a lot of time on the computer, there's the 20-20-20 rule, which means that every 20 minutes, for 20 seconds, you bring your upper body back and you look at a point 20 feet away, preferably, you know, up, like up in a corner of the ceiling. And you just focus on that, bring yourself back. Or you could, for every 20 minutes, you do that stretch for 20 seconds, and then you walk 20, you know, like 10 paces out and 10 paces back. So you would just move yourself along and take 10 steps, even if it's just to the end of your cubicle and back, even if it's just down to get some water, which you should be drinking a lot during the day. Now, sometimes we can experience body cramps that are going to affect how we work. You know, you went out, did a little weekend warrior stuff, and then, you know, you get back into work or, you know, you get back home, and the next day you're just really not doing well. First tip in that. After you've had a big workout, after you've done, you know, something that was really demanding on your muscles, yard work, whatever, you do not want to go and jump into a hot shower. The reason I say this is, and I know it feels great, that heat is anesthetic. It's going to reduce the stress. It's going to get the muscles to relax out for a little while. Then what happens is the heat will encourage inflammation, which is why in a lot of cases, you know, you feel okay that day, and then you wake up in the next morning and you can barely move. So that's my first recommendation. And my second is that when you're out there and you're doing things and you're doing a lot of movement, be really conscious about how you're moving. Listen to your body. When they say feel the burn, that burn is little micro tears happening in your tissue, in your muscle tissue. And those can form scar tissue, which can interfere with the muscle's ability to work fully. Picture it as if you take a handkerchief and you put a glob of glue on it, and you squeeze that until it dries, then you try to open the handkerchief, you can't. Well, that's how scar tissue works in the body. Because the body's theory is, if something's hurt, make it so it can't move. And it will do that by releasing scar tissue. It will do that by causing pain so that you don't want to move it. It will do that by creating swelling. So, you know, the body has a lot of ways that it protects itself. And the best way that we can work with the body is by really learning to listen to it, really, you know, creating that relationship with yourself. As you're doing things, as you're moving, wow, does this kind of hurt? Does this... you know, this really doesn't feel right. If it doesn't feel right, listen to it. If something is saying, I don't think I want to reach that far, you need to be able to recognize where you are posturally in any moment. And what you can do is, if you have a full-length mirror, stand in front of the mirror, close your eyes, and just march in place right in front of the mirror. Don't go anywhere. And then stop after about, you know, 10 steps. You know, stop and look. What you're looking for is, and you can have somebody, it actually helps to have somebody else look, because we're not objective about ourselves. And what we may do is we may immediately start correcting. So it's really great to have somebody, a partner who you can work with, and, you know, you guys can trade off. And what you want to do is you want to look at where the shoulders are placed and look and see if the head is tilted a little bit one way or the other. Does one hip look like it's higher than the other? These are all things that allow us to be able to first identify where it is we're at. Then see where it is we can create change that's going to optimize. And one of the things that we just do by nature is just kind of ignore what we're doing. Sometimes maybe you don't realize that you've been at the computer for 2-3 hours or on the video game for, you know, a few hours, or that you've been sitting with your leg in an unusual position, or that you don't have something to rest your feet on when you're sitting in your chair and your legs are constantly dangling. So I would suggest that everybody take time to really, just look at how you're sitting right now, right in this moment. Now, is your back supported? Are you rotated? Do you have your knees pointing one way because your computer is kind of pointing another way? Are there little things that you can do to, say, I would say adjust, I'm a chiropractor, we always think of adjusting, to adapt into a more optimal body mechanic state? And what you can do, and how does your energy feel? When you go into that, very upright sort of stance, how does that feel emotionally as opposed to bringing in? Now, for some people, when they go into that upright stance, they don't feel safe. It almost feels like you're too open. And that can be something that, you need to work on. Maybe if you go into that and you start to feel panic because you feel vulnerable, go back into a more comfortable position and see where it is that you feel, you feel comfortable. Where is it that where is that line where that vulnerability starts to feel, that it's kicking in? And then, just check in with yourself. Okay, why am I feeling this? What's going on? And speaking to either a life coach or somebody who can assist you with if it's feelings of insecurity, to be able to, kind of look into those things. How is your state of mind affecting your posture? And by changing your state of mind, you can change your posture, which will add to changing your state of mind. It's, in some cases, it's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And by looking at really where you're at, when do you feel tired, what feels achy, and going, okay, could I stand in a different way that would allow me to, feel better, to allow me to walk more easily without stressing my legs? Something that I would suggest is looking at the bottoms of your shoes right near the heel. Take a look and see if it's wearing out on the outside more than on the inside. Well, if that's true, you're rotating your ankles outward, and what's happening is that that can throw your pelvis off, which can affect your posture. So I would suggest that you enjoy yourself, and that no matter what, if you're feeling kind of bent over, if you find that you're walking down the street and your eyes are down, look up, Let yourself go into that, what may at first, as I said, feel vulnerable and feel too open, and realize nothing bad is going to happen. And then you can relax into it, take a deep breath, and feel that empowerment. Feel that sense of confidence. Feel what it's like to walk with the sun shining on your face. So thank you all. And I wish you excellent posture and excellent days. We've got a lot of stuff coming up. And I want to take, before we go, I wanted to share some of the stuff that we've got going on. Tonight, for those of you in the Bay Area here in San Jose, I'm teaching my Druidry class. And I have it in two formats. One is a format where it's every other Thursday, the second and fourth Thursdays, and we go through seven classes. And the other one is, and that'll be this weekend, is March 9th through March 11th. I will be doing the Druidry class that is going through all seven gifts in 3 days. So it's sort of a one weekend all-inclusive thing. And if you would like more information about that, you can go to www.meetup.com/divine-events, or you can go to my office website, which is www.the-healing-house.com. So we've got those going on. Next week, we will be talking about, the show's called You Are Here, and I'll be talking about being present and in the moment, and how to use that in order to find balance. The following Thursday, we'll be talking about the equinox and how the seasonal shifts can affect you mentally, physically, and spiritually. On the following Thursday, also that March 22nd, we will be doing the fifth gift of Druidry, which is opening up to other realities. On March 25th, which is a Sunday, I will be at the Martin Luther King Library on the San Jose State campus, and that will be from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, where I'll be doing a lecture and book signing for my book Frequencies. March 29th, Thursday, we'll be here on Healing House Radio, and we'll be talking about back health. And on April 18th, we're going to be doing a lecture and book signing over at the Mountain View Library, and we're going to be meeting there at 7 p.m. And once again, you can go to the Healing House website or the frequenciesthebook.com, which talks about my book appearances. Now, there's another event coming up that I am very excited about, and for anybody who is in the Bay Area or near it, this is going to be an awesome event. It is being hosted by my dear friend and teacher, Norbert Granato. And what this is, it's going to be a past life regression. And it's called A Quantum Leap to Self-Discovery. It's going to be on Saturday, March 17th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this is going to be amazing. I will be assisting with the facilitation of that. And basically, through the tradition of breath work, which is a meditation that incorporates the yogic breath of fire, and it's a breathing pattern that can take you into a non-ordinary state of consciousness. And in most cases, you're just kind of, you know, you just go. But this is a very special type of breath work. It is oriented to exploring the lives of your former self, learning the origins of old wounds, and learning where a lot of your talents came in. And it is going to be in an amazing safe container. What I mean by a safe container, it will be facilitated by people who are trained to be able to guide you through this process and support you as you find whatever it is that you're meant to find. And this is going to be just really, really awesome. And I strongly encourage anybody who is in the Bay Area to come on down. Now, for information on it, you can contact Norbeth at 408-315-3078, or you can go to the www.meetup.com and go to Divine Events. So it is just really going to be a lot of fun and very transformative and amazing. And I encourage everybody, if you're out of the area and you would like to have something like this come to you, give us a call, contact us, and we can see about, you know, taking it out. So I think that's pretty much all of the stuff that's coming up. It's over here at the Center for Creative Living, which is located at 1460 Cole Circle in San Jose. We've got all kinds of stuff that's going on here. And we have regular, on the first, third, and fifth Tuesday nights, we do drumming circles, which are absolutely fantastic. We have a lot of fun. If you don't have an instrument, just come hang out. We got a bunch. And it is just really a great stress reduction. It's a way to use some muscles, to make a little noise, and to have some fun. So I thank you all for listening. After we're done, I will be checking into the chat room if anybody would like to ask questions or chat. And in the meantime, I wish you all blessings and all the most wonderful things that could happen, because honestly, each and every one of you deserve it. So this is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Blessings to you all, And we will talk to you and chat again on next Thursday. Take care. Bye-bye.